Welcome to the JAWS for Windows basic training tutorial. JAWS for Windows is a text-to-speech screen reading program that allows blind, visually impaired, and otherwise print-impaired individuals the ability to access information from their computer screen. The acronym JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech and is currently supported in Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows NT operating systems. Recommended minimum specifications are a Pentium-class computer, 133 MHz processor speed, 32 MB of random access memory, and 20 MB of available hard drive space. JAWS for Windows is a trademark of Hunter Joyce Incorporated, located in St. Petersburg, Florida. This tutorial is protected under international copyright laws and may not be reproduced or distributed without the express written permission of the copyright holder. All rights reserved. A table of contents follows. Table of contents for Tape 1, Side 1, Lesson 1, Installing JAWS for Windows. Lesson 2, Launching JAWS. Lesson 3, Desktop Orientation. Tape 1, Side 2, Lesson 4, The JAWS for Windows User Interface. Lesson 5, JAWS for Windows Help. Lesson 6, An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. Tape 2, Side 1, Lesson 6, An Orientation to the HJPAD Application. Continued. Lesson 7, Using the Spell Checker in HJPAD. Tape 2, Side 2, Using the Spell Checker in HJPAD. Continued. Lesson 8, Find and Replace. Lesson 9, Formatting a Document. Tape 3, Side 1, Lesson 10, HJPAD Sample Dialogues. Tape 3, Side 2, Lesson 10, HJPAD Sample Dialogues. Continued. Tape 4, Side 1, Lesson 11, Using the JAWS Format Options Dialog. Lesson 12, Printing a Document. Lesson 13, Customizing your folder options in earlier versions of Windows 95 and Windows NT. Lesson 14, Customizing your folder options in later versions of Windows 95 and Windows 98. Lesson 15, Using Windows Explorer. Tape 4, Side 2, Lesson 15, Using Windows Explorer. Continued. Lesson 16, Using the Recycle Bin. Lesson 17, Using the Windows Find Dialog. Lesson 18, Using the Windows System Control Panel. Tape 5, Side 1. Lesson 19, Using the JAWS Dictionary Manager. Lesson 20, Using the JAWS Autographic Labeler and the Graphics Wizard Dialog. Lesson 21, Using the Clipboard. Tape 5, Side 2. Lesson 22, Using the Windows Help Dialog. Lesson 23, Using the JAWS Drag and Drop Feature. Lesson 24, Using the Windows Taskbar Properties Dialog. Lesson 25, Using the Adjust JAWS Verbosity Dialog. Tape 6, Side 1, Lesson 26, Using the JAWS Configuration Manager. Lesson 27, Using the JAWS Frame Manager. Lesson 28, Using the JAWS Keyboard Manager. Lesson 29, Troubleshooting. Tape 6, Side 2, Lesson 29, Troubleshooting. Continued. Lesson 30, Using Braille Displays with JAWS. This learning module is entitled Installing JAWS for Windows. This lesson is an overview of the JAWS for Windows installation process, including a brief discussion on hardware synthesizers and Braille displays. This lesson also includes information on how to handle authorization and update disks.
Hello, my name's Michelle Ferguson, and I'm a trainer and tutorial developer at Henter Joyce. The JAWS for Windows installation is a talking installation and has been designed so that you can install JAWS for Windows and make installation decisions with the assistance of speech. The installation process has been designed to guide you through the installation procedure, so at some points important details will be spoken about a particular choice to help you make the correct decision for your custom installation. If your computer is equipped with speakers and a multimedia sound card, the initial part of the installation will be spoken. Before you place your JAWS for Windows CD in the CD-ROM drive, you want to make sure your speakers are plugged in, turned on, and the volume is turned up. Before you begin your installation, you'll want to be aware of a few things if you're installing additional synthesizers and/or braille displays. If you're installing a hardware synthesizer, you want to make sure you know the name of the hardware synthesizer and what COM or serial port you'll be using for that synthesizer. As with the installation of any piece of hardware, if needed, you want to make sure you have the correct drivers installed for the hardware prior to installing the software. While we provide documentation on some speech synthesizers, the documentation that came with your synthesizer should be your primary source of information. You may find some documentation for your synthesizer in the JFW33 Tech Notes ENU directory. Also, when installing multiple synthesizers and you have a multimedia sound card, it is recommended as a precautionary measure to ensure you have speech immediately following the installation that you select the Eloquent Software Synthesizer that ships with JAWS for Windows as your default synthesizer. Then select your hardware synthesizer as your secondary synthesizer. That way, when you start JAWS for Windows after the installation, you can ensure your hardware synthesizer is working and still have speech. Later, when you're sure your hardware synthesizer is working correctly, you can switch your default synthesizer. Please refer to this section on using the Configuration Manager and the JAWS for Windows Basic Training Tutorial if you need assistance. If you choose to install a braille display, make sure you know the name of that display and what COM or parallel port you'll be using for that display. Finally, before you begin your installation, make sure you have located the 3.5 floppies that have shipped with your product. The following are a couple of scenarios that could occur depending on your situation. You may have been shipped just an authorization disk, or if you're upgrading, you may have been shipped an update disk and an authorization disk. If you were shipped an update disk and you're prompted to insert that disk, please insert the update disk into the floppy drive so the computer can make the necessary updates. If your computer prompts you to insert an update disk and you do not have one, simply select the option that tells the computer you do not have an update disk and move on to the next step. When the computer prompts you to insert your authorization disk, please insert that disk into your floppy drive so the computer can move the authorization key onto your hard drive.
This learning module is entitled Launching JAWS. This lesson demonstrates how to launch the JAWS for Windows screen reader from the Run dialog, how to check the Run JAWS First option from within the JAWS file menu, and also discusses advantages and disadvantages of using one method over another.
Hello, my name is Earl Harrison, audio production engineer and tutorial developer for Henter Joyce. Now we're going to approach this lesson using the scenario that I have just installed JAWS for Windows on my computer, have rebooted, but JAWS for Windows didn't automatically come up talking. When you first installed the program, assuming that all went well, that is, your authorization has been installed on your computer, and JAWS came up talking immediately upon completion of a successful installation using your default speech synthesizer settings or braille display settings, if you have a braille display, JAWS is not going to come up speaking automatically the next time you boot your computer, unless you set it to do so. And I'm going to show you how to do that in just a couple of minutes. However, you should know that there are several reasons why you may not want JAWS for Windows to come up speaking automatically each time your computer boots. One reason would be if you're running the Windows NT operating system. Run JAWS First is not supported in Windows NT with JAWS for Windows version 3.3 and earlier versions of JAWS for Windows. So the Run JAWS First option found within the Files menu of the JAWS main application window should not be enabled on Windows NT systems. Another reason for not selecting the Run JAWS First option would be in a situation where you have multiple users using one computer, and not all those users require a screen reader. In this situation, you may want to set up a hotkey that runs JAWS for Windows each time you press a certain key combination. And we're going to show you how to do this in the section on modifying taskbar properties. But for now, we're just going to use the Windows Run dialog to launch the JAWS for Windows program. So I've just booted up my computer, and I do not have speech running. That is, JAWS did not come up speaking automatically. So the first thing that I'm going to do is bring up the Windows Run dialog. There are a couple ways that I can do this. The first is by simply pressing what's known as the Windows logo key, and this is going to activate the Start menu. And the Windows logo key is typically located either second in from the lower left-hand corner of your main keyboard, or third in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard. And this is assuming that you're using a standard 104 Windows keyboard. If you're not using a 104 keyboard, and you're using, let's say, a 101 keyboard, and you don't have a Windows logo key, the key combination of Control plus Escape will serve the same purpose to open the Start menu. So I'm going to go ahead and press the Windows logo key now. Of course, we don't hear anything because JAWS isn't running yet. The next thing that I'd like to do is activate the Run dialog. And since Run is the only item beginning with the letter R in my Start menu, as soon as I press the letter R, it's going to open that dialog. I'll go ahead and press the letter R now. Now I need to specify a drive, a folder name, and the name of the exe that I'd like to launch. That is, the executable that runs the JAWS for Windows program. And if you selected the default drive and folder name when you were installing the JAWS for Windows program, you would need to make the necessary substitutions. In my case, I selected the default options, that is /JFW33/JFW. I'll go ahead and type that in now. And I'll press the Enter key.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help and dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Desktop. List view. Not selected my computer. 1 of 13.
So JAWS comes up talking, and the synthesizer that I'm using here is Eloquence, which is the dedicated software synthesizer that comes with JAWS for Windows. And of course, you may have a different synthesizer on your computer. You also may have heard something different on your computer, depending on how it's set up. In my case, we heard all the standard messages that are spoken each time you run the JAWS for Windows program. And the last thing that we heard was Taskbar, My Computer. So the only thing we really did was started the JAWS for Windows program. Now that we've got speech running, let's go take a look at that Run dialog once again. I'm going to activate the Start menu by pressing the Windows logo key.
Start menu, Programs submenu.
And JAWS speaks Start menu, Programs, and tells us that this is a submenu that's currently selected. I'm going to press the letter R to activate the Run dialog.
R, leaving menus, Start button, Run dialog, type the name of a program, comma, folder, comma, document, comma, or internet resource, comma, and Windows will open it for you, period. Open colon edit combo C colon /JFW33/JFW.
So we here type the name of a file, folder, or document, and Windows will open it for you. Open colon edit combo box, so that tells us that an edit combo box is the type of control that this is. And this edit field in this edit combo box is already filled out with C:\JFW33/JFW. And this is going to remain the case until we specify another path and file name. And this carries over from Windows session to Windows session. So if you're the last person to use the computer and nobody's made changes to this dialog, you could power down your computer, come back the next day, power it up, simply press the Windows logo key, the letter R, followed by Enter, and the JAWS for Windows program should be launched. I'm going to escape out of this dialog by pressing the Escape key.
Desktop list view not selected, my computer 1 of 13.
And as you hear, my computer is selected on my desktop. Your computer probably spoke something different. Instead of having to go through this run dialog though, because let's say I'm the only person using this computer and I want it to speak every time I boot up my computer, I'm going to go ahead and check that run JAWS first option that I mentioned earlier. In order to do this, I need to move my focus from where it is currently, which is on the Windows desktop, to the JAWS main application window, otherwise referred to as the JAWS program interface window. And I can accomplish this with a JAWS keystroke of Insert plus the letter J. I'll go ahead and do this now.
JAWS.
And if you pressed Insert in combination with the letter J on your computer, you should have gotten the same message, that is, JAWS. Notice if I press Insert plus the letter J again, I'll go ahead and do this now. We don't hear anything. That's because our focus is already in the JAWS application window. I'm going to pull down the menu bar by pressing the Alt key, usually located on either side of the space bar on a standard 104 keyboard.
Menu bar, file.
And now I'm going to down arrow one time.
Menu active, run JAWS first.
JAWS announces menu active, run JAWS first. I'm going to press the Enter key here.
Enter, leaving menus, JAWS.
So our focus returns to the main application window. Now notice, if I press the Alt key again to activate the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
And down arrow one time.
Menu active, run JAWS first checked.
We hear that the run JAWS first menu option is now checked. So now each time I start my computer, JAWS is going to automatically come up talking. Now I'm using a Windows 98 computer. This option will work in both Windows 98 and Windows 95, and as mentioned earlier, is not yet supported in Windows NT.
This learning module is entitled Desktop Orientation. This lesson introduces you to the primary controls of the Windows desktop, how to navigate between and within these controls, as well as how to modify the Windows desktop for optimal use with JAWS for Windows.
The first message that you're going to hear JAWS speak in this lesson is going to be at the Log On dialog, and the only times that you will encounter this dialog is if you're either working on a network or have user profiles specified on your computer. And JAWS will only come up speaking at this dialog if you have the Run JAWS First option checked.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help and dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Enter network password dialog. Enter your network password for Microsoft networking, period. Password colon edit.
I have just rebooted my computer, and remember in the previous lesson, we checked the Run JAWS First option from within the File menu of the JAWS main application window. The computer that I'm working on is a Windows 98 machine, and it's on a network. So I'm being prompted to enter a user password at this point. If you're the only user on your computer, and you have no other user profile specified, and you're not on a network, chances are very good that you just heard the Microsoft startup music when you booted your computer. I'm going to go ahead and enter my password in now.
Stop, stop, star, star, stop, stop, star, star.
And I'll press the Enter key.
Enter. Taskbar. Desktop.
So on my computer, we heard the Windows 98 startup music. Jaws spoke desktop, which of course means the Windows desktop, and the Windows desktop is what you'll usually end up on as soon as you boot your computer. You can think of the desktop as the parent window to all other windows, and each of the components of the Windows desktop and the various applications that you want to run on your computer, such as your word processor, email package, or internet browser, can all be considered descendant windows of that Windows desktop. And as we move on through this tutorial, you'll get a good idea of how this type of hierarchical structure works. My focus is on the Windows desktop currently, but there is nothing selected. I'm going to press the Tab key one time.
Start button.
We hear Jaws speak, Start button. The Start button is what's activated when you press the Windows logo key. When you activate the Windows logo key, it opens a menu called the Start menu. And the Start menu is where you go to launch all your applications. There are three other items on the Windows desktop that I'd like to show you. To move between the various items on the desktop, simply press the Tab key. I'm going to press the Tab key one time.
Tab, toolbar.
And on my computer, Jaws speaks toolbar. Yours may have simply said taskbar, because if you're using Windows 95 or Windows NT, you won't encounter the toolbar, but Windows 98 users will encounter the toolbar if it is turned on. And by default, in Windows 98, the toolbar is turned on. And since there's really no advantage to the non-visual computer user for having the toolbar available to us, I'm going to show you how to turn that off in just a couple of minutes. But for now, I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, taskbar.
Here we end up on the taskbar, and the taskbar is where we can go to find out what programs are currently open on our computer. To navigate the taskbar, simply press the left and right arrow keys. I'm going to press the left arrow now.
Jaws tab.
I hear Jaws tab, and now I'll press the right arrow.
Jaws tab.
So we hear that Jaws is currently the only program running on my computer. I'm going to press the Tab key again.
Tab, desktop, list view, not selected my computer, 1 of 13.
Here we end up with our focus on the desktop list view. And the desktop list view contains icons, which are shortcuts from which you may launch programs or access folders and files, which we as users may specify to be placed on our Windows desktop. And of course, we can easily remove these shortcuts from our desktop as well. When we first tabbed to the desktop list view, we heard Jaws speak, desktop, not selected my computer. So this gave us three pieces of information. It told us that we had just tabbed to the control, which is the desktop list view, that the first item in this list was not selected, and that it was called my computer. Simply press the space bar to select the first item in a list. I'll press the space bar now.
Space, my computer.
And my computer, the first item in our list, is now selected. I can move around within the desktop list view by using my up, down, left, and right arrow keys. Throughout these lessons, we're going to encounter some list views that are arranged vertically, in which you only need to use the up and down arrow keys to navigate. However, the desktop list view is arranged in rows and columns. And since the desktop list view is definable by the user, the number of times that you need to press the left, right, up, and down arrow keys is going to vary from computer to computer, depending on how many items you have on your desktop. I'm going to press the Tab key once again.
Start button.
And you can hear that we've cycled around back to our Start button. Just to recap, by default in Windows 98, there are four primary components to our Windows desktop. Three if you're working in Windows NT and Windows 95 operating systems. The Start button, which when activated, opens a Start menu from which we may launch applications, often contained within submenus of our Start menu, and access various dialogs specific to the Windows environment, such as the Run dialog. There's the taskbar, on which we can check and see how many applications or what applications are open at any given time. And then there's the desktop list view, which contains icons that are actually shortcuts to launching applications and is definable by the user. You can see based on our desktop layout that we have at least two ways of launching any given application, either from within the Start menu or from our Windows desktop. We'll be using the Start menus to launch most applications because it just seems to be a more direct and logical way of doing so. To open the Start menu initially, we placed our focus on the Start button and then we pressed the Enter key. This isn't entirely necessary as there are a couple other ways to go about opening our Start menu. The first one is by using what's known as the Windows logo key. This key is typically located on a standard 104 Windows keyboard, either second in from the lower left-hand corner of your main keyboard, or third in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard. You can press the Windows logo key from wherever you are, whether you're in an application or on the Windows desktop, it doesn't really matter, and you will activate your Start menu. For example, I'm going to tab over to my desktop list view.
Tab, desktop list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 11.
And now I'll press the Windows logo key.
Left Windows, Start menu, program submenu.
I'm going to go ahead and open an application. Just about every computer, regardless of whether you're using Windows NT95 or Windows 98, is going to have a program called Notepad. Notepad is located within the program submenu, so I could simply press Enter on the program submenu where my focus is currently. Now remember, as with your desktop list view, you can add and remove Start menu items. So when you activated your Start menu, you may not have heard program submenu spoken. Although I know that my program submenu is selected right now and I could just press the Enter key to open it, I could also move within the Start menu using first letter navigation. So I'm going to open my program submenu by pressing the letter P now.
P, accessories submenu, programs.
JAWS speaks, accessories submenu, programs. So it announces the first item within the program submenu, which in this case is accessories, and accessories is yet another submenu within the program submenu. So using first letter navigation automatically opened our program submenu when we press the letter P. However, if you have more than one item in your Start menu beginning with the letter P, this would not have been the case. In this event, you would simply press the first letter of the menu item that you'd like to activate, and then press the Enter key. I'm going to press Enter here to open our accessories submenu, because that's where our Notepad program is.
Enter accessibility submenu.
And since I know that Notepad on my computer is the only item located within the accessories submenu beginning with the letter N, I'm going to go ahead and press the letter N now, and that program will be launched.
N, leaving menus, untitled-notepad, edit.
The last thing that we heard JAWS speak was untitled-notepad, and for those of you who may not be aware, Notepad is nothing more than a basic text editing program. So now I have two applications open, JAWS for Windows, and Notepad. And I can move between these two open applications with a keystroke Alt plus the Tab key. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Alt Tab, JAWS.
So JAWS currently has the focus. I'll press Alt plus Tab again.
Alt Tab, Untitled-Notepad, edit.
And now we're back to the Notepad main application window. Note that each time you press Alt plus Tab and release that key combination, you're going to toggle back and forth between the last two applications that you opened, and you can have several applications open at any given time. However, if you hold down the Alt key as you tap the Tab key and keep that Alt key held down, you're going to cycle between all currently open applications. My focus is on Notepad. And I'd like to go back to my Windows desktop. So I'm going to use a standard Windows keystroke of the Windows logo key in combination with the letter M, as in minimize, in which case all my currently open applications, both JAWS and Notepad, will be minimized and my focus will be placed back on the Windows desktop. I'll go ahead and press the Windows logo key in combination with the letter M, as in minimize now.
M. Desktop list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 11.
So now we're back in our Windows desktop list view, and remember earlier when I had you cycle through the various components of the Windows desktop by pressing the Tab key, I'll go ahead and press the Tab key now.
Start button.
Here we are back on our Start button. I'll press Tab again.
Tab, toolbar.
There's our toolbar, and one more time.
Tab, taskbar.
And we hear that we're now on our taskbar, where all of our currently open applications appear. I can simply press the left and right arrow keys to move between currently open applications. I'm going to go ahead and press the right arrow now.
JAWS tab.
And again.
Untitled-Notepad tab.
And we hear that Notepad is the last item that appears on our taskbar moving from left to right. Now remember, the Notepad application is already opened, it's just minimized. And our focus is currently on the taskbar of our desktop. The third technique that I'd like to show you for accessing open applications from the taskbar is by using the JAWS Window List dialog. Now this is a nice new feature built into JAWS 3.3 that when activated allows you not only to bring up a list of open applications, but also lets you see what window state any of those applications happen to be in at the time. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the JAWS Window List dialog by pressing the key combination of Insert plus the function key F10. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Window List dialog, running applications list box, not selected desktop.
We end up in a list view. That is the control that currently has the focus in this dialog. And we heard JAWS speak, not selected desktop. Let's see what other items are available to us in this list. We can select the first item within the list by either pressing the down arrow key or the space bar. I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, desktop.
JAWS speaks desktop. I'm going to down arrow to see what the other items in this list are.
JAWS restored. Untitled-Notepad maximized.
So those are the only two applications currently open on my computer. You may have a different number open on your computer. Notice, though, as we arrow down through the list of the currently open applications, we not only hear the name of the application, but we hear what window state that application happens to be in at the time. Now, a window can be in one of three states. Minimized, where the application actually appears at the bottom of the screen as an icon. Maximized, the window state that displays the most amount of information on your computer screen and is optimal for most applications with JAWS for Windows. Or restored, which is someplace between being minimized and maximized and is definable by the user. You can feel free to go ahead and tab through the other controls in this dialog box, but just to give you an idea of what else there is here besides our list view, I'm going to go ahead and press the JAWS keystroke to read a dialog box in tab order. That keystroke is Insert plus the letter B, as in box.
Read box in tab order, window list, running applications, list box, desktop, JAWS restored, untitled-notepad, maximized, minimize button, maximize button, close button, switch to button, exit button, help button, running applications, run dot 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 button, about button.
So Insert B is a good command to use if you end up in a dialog box that you've never been in before, for example, and you want to quickly find out what other controls there are within that dialog box. Another JAWS command that I'd like to show you is how to check and see what the default button is in a dialog box. And what I mean by default button is the button that's going to be activated when you press the Enter key. So for example, if JAWS reports that the OK button is the default button for a certain dialog box, this means that you don't actually have to tab over to that OK button and then press Enter once you get there. You could simply press the Enter key from where you are and that button will be activated. The keystroke to check the default button is Insert in combination with the letter E as an echo. I'm going to go ahead and press that keystroke now.
Default button is switch to.
So we hear in this dialog box, the default button is called Switch To. So this means that if I were to press the Enter key from right where my focus is here in the list view with the Notepad application selected, I would activate that Switch To button and I'd be brought into Notepad. I'm going to go ahead and press the Enter key to activate that Switch To button and get back into the Notepad application.
Enter Untitled-Notepad Edit.
I'm going to go ahead and exit the Notepad application by pressing the Windows standard keystroke to exit an application of Alt in combination with the function key F4.
Alt F4. 4. Notepad dialog. The text in the untitled file is changed, period. Do you want to save the changes? Question. Yes button.
And no, I don't want to save the changes. I could either tab over to the No button and press Enter, or press the letter N. I'll press the letter N.
N. JAWS.
The next thing that I'd like to show you is how to gather items within the system tray. The system tray is part of the taskbar, and when you install programs on your computer, some of these programs are going to place icons in the system tray, and this is probably most beneficial for the mouse user, who could simply drag their mouse over to those icons and click on them to activate a given application. JAWS for Windows has the ability to examine the system tray and place those icons in a simple list view. I'm going to go ahead and press the keystroke Insert plus the function key F11 to activate this command now.
Select the system tray icon dialog list box. Task scheduler is ready, period. 1 of 6.
So again, this is going to depend on what programs have been installed on your computer, but an item that you'll typically find in the system tray is the volume control. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow until I hear volume.
MCAVV shield. Volume.
And there it is. If I were to press Enter here, I could actually go out and set my system volume for my multimedia sound system. I'm not going to do that, however. I'm going to press the Escape key simply to exit this dialog.
JAWS.
Earlier in this lesson, I mentioned that Windows 98 had an additional component added to the Windows desktop. That extra component is known as the Quick Launch Toolbar. The toolbar contains icons that a sighted user could quickly glance at, move their mouse pointer over to whatever item on the toolbar they'd like to activate, and click on it. However, that toolbar isn't very accessible using a screen reader, so I'm going to show you how to turn that off. Windows 95 and NT users don't have to worry about this item because there is no Quick Launch Toolbar in either of those operating systems, so feel free to fast forward to the next section if you don't have to worry about a Quick Launch Toolbar. The Quick Launch option can be either checked or unchecked, and it is found in a submenu to the context menu called Toolbars. It's important that you realize that your context menu is going to change based on the location of your application focus. For example, the toolbar submenu that we'll be accessing is only available to us when our application focus is on either the taskbar or the Quick Launch Toolbar controls on our desktop. So it will not be available if our focus is on either the Start button or the Desktop List view. We heard when I exited Notepad that my focus went back to my taskbar, so my application focus is where I want it. You may have to tab to your taskbar or Quick Launch Toolbar so that the toolbar submenu is available to you. The context menu can be activated in one of two ways. If you're using a standard 104 Windows keyboard, simply pressing the context key, typically located second in from the lower right-hand corner of your main keyboard, or if you don't have a Windows keyboard, pressing the key combination of Shift plus the function key F10 will get you into the same place. I'm going to press my Windows context key now.
Applications, context menu, toolbar submenu.
Okay, so the context menu has been open, and the currently selected item in my context menu is toolbar submenu. So I'm going to press Enter to open the toolbar submenu.
Enter address.
The first item in my toolbar submenu is address, and I'm going to down arrow until I hear the words Quick Launch checked.
Links. Desktop. Quick Launch checked.
There it is. I'll press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, taskbar.
My focus landed back on my taskbar. The toolbar option is no longer present.
You have reached the end of side 1. Please fast forward to the end to cue up side 2 and turn the tape over.